Hi, I'm Harry Thompson, editor of USA Hockey Magazine, and you're listening to the USA Hockey Magazine podcast. Hello, and welcome to another USA Hockey Magazine podcast. We're going to continue talking about the checking rule proposal to change the age of checking to the bantam level. Today we're going to talk to Matt Leaf, the director of USA Hockey's officiating education program. Matt oversees the day-to-day operations of a department that serves more than 26,000 registered referees. He also works closely with the International Ice Hockey Federation as a supervisor at a number of international events, including the Olympic Winter Games. He's also a hockey dad and helps coach his two sons' Mike teams. Matt, thanks for taking the time and joining us today.
Thanks, Harry. Pleasure to be here.
We're talking about the rule change proposal that would move the age of legal body checking to the bantam age group. Can you just talk a little bit about the role that officials have had in this process to this point right now?
Yeah, at this point, the officials have not been tremendously actively involved. We kind of sort of take the approach that we let the hockey people decide what types of rule changes and what types of initiatives they want to implement and the changes that they want to make to the game. And then ultimately, the officials, we're going to go out and do the best we can to enforce whatever rules are essentially given to us. Certainly, I know that we certainly have some opinions, because they do have a passion for hockey as well. But for the most part, we accept the fact that ultimately it's our job to enforce the rules, and whatever rules are on the books at that particular moment, we're going to go out and do the best we can to get the job done.
Well, let's say this rule change is passed in June at the USA Hockey's annual Congress. Do you anticipate this being a difficult adjustment period for officials?
No, really we don't, and there's several reasons as to why it's not. First and foremost, a good chunk of USA Hockey's games are already played under the body contact rules, with the 8 and under, the 10 and under, and all the girls and women's, and also recreational adult levels. So it's pretty safe to say that probably every one of our officials at some point in their career has worked the non-check, the body contact levels. And in fact, most of them got their start in that particular area. So the bottom line is that all the education materials are already developed. They're in place. We have videos. We have educational resources in our manuals and in some other documents that we have that outlines the whole thing. So really, it's not a significant change for us, other than the fact that it probably becomes a greater points of emphasis going into next season through our education programs. But it's not a revolutionary thing where we have to recreate the wheel or actually recreate our materials.
Well, that's great. That's great. Hey, do you anticipate an increased number of penalties being called, particularly, let's say, early in next season among Pee-wee-aged players, or are you confident that that these players will figure it out pretty quickly?
You know, it's tough to say, and I don't want to say that there's not going to be a few more penalties early on as some players adjust, but I think we have to keep in mind and keep in perspective that, you know, at least half of the players going into Pee-wee's next season have already played under these rules. So this is no change for them. There may be a few of the second-year Pee-wees that maybe need to be reminded and stuff like that. But I think if you really look at the game and if the coaching goes through, the individual coaches go through the process with each of their players prior to the start of the season and in their initial practices in terms of what's acceptable and stuff, really don't see a significant change in terms of the way the game is played or necessarily the way the game is called. The big thing is that big monster hit where one player goes and blows up another player with no focus on the puck and anything else and is really designed for punishment and or designed as an intimidation tactic. You know, those are obviously going to be the biggest change that's going to get called. But hopefully there's not a whole lot of that necessarily going on in the Pee-wee level in the first place. So for the most part, are we going to go from, you know, and who knows, are we going to go from 6 penalties a game to 8 penalties a game? You know, maybe we are the first month or two. But hopefully it's not going to be a real dramatic effect.
Great. What are the mechanisms that you have in place to get the word down to the officials at the grassroots level, given that if this rule change does pass in June?
Well, the good thing is that our officials are already pretty much in tune with the fact that we go through a rule change process every 2 years, and they're fully aware of that, and have the people that have officiated for many years are actually kind of sort of look forward to a refresh or a new start, so to speak, to some of the rule changes that go into effect, and it actually kind of sort of rejuvenates them a little bit. So they're programmed from that standpoint to look for some additional or look for some new materials as we go into the season immediately following the rule change process. The other mechanisms is we already require every one of our officials to attend a seminar each and every season. So we already have that requirement in place. There's no changes there. It's just a matter of maybe revamping or taking a look at the emphasis at that seminar for the upcoming season if this were to pass. And as mentioned before, we already have the videos in place. We have the access to the USAHockey.com website in terms of being able to use the video and make that available, not to mention available to individual officials and certainly through the seminar program. So the bottom line is there's not going to be any real change in terms of the mechanisms. It may be a change in probably will be a change in regards to the points of emphasis that we go into the season in our education programs. But the core basis of disseminating information is already in place. It's a group of individuals that are already used to it, and we also have the technology of using email and some other social media avenues to send out constant reminders and keep everyone on the same page as well.
That's great. Well, speaking of being on the same page, the last question I wanted to ask you is how closely do you work with and will you continue to work with, let's say, the hockey operations department within USA Hockey and the coaching education program to ensure that if this rule does pass, it will be a flawless execution come the start of the season?
Well, flawless might be a little bit of a generous word there, but I think it's not going to be because of a lack of effort. And the bottom line is that we've been working very closely with our hockey ops and hockey department people over the course of the last 12 to 18 months on this particular issue. And it really is a joint venture because they've come to us for some advice in terms of the exact wording of the rule change proposals and some things that are important on the officiating side of things in terms of what maybe needs to be incorporated into the player and coach education side of stuff that's consistent. But at the same time, they recognize that we're a fairly significant cog in this wheel, so to speak, in terms of the ultimate success of initiative of this nature. So it's been an ongoing dialogue, ongoing collaborative effort in regards to putting together materials that are consistent and cross reference between coaches and officials and players and parents and everything else. And it's really been a very productive and very positive, I think, relationship as we enter into this because we all have the same desire to make our game better and ultimately have the same passion for the sport of ice hockey, and to be able to share some of the ideas and some of the thoughts have been a pretty good thing.
Well, that's great. Well, Matt, I appreciate the time. That's all we have for today in this episode. But we hope you'll tune in next week when we pick up the conversation with Matt as we discuss the differences between body contact and body checking. In the meantime, you can learn more about this rule change proposal and other facets of body checking by logging on to USAHockey.com and clicking on the body checking link. Thanks for listening.